This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my brothers and sisters in Islam. In order for us to expect the best from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have to develop another concept that is so essential for every believer, and that is istiqama. To remain firm upon the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to remain steadfast in front of any challenge that may come our way, because we know that it is a test from Allah to train us to remain firm upon His path, to remain firm in our supplications, in our dua, in our prayers, to remain that contact with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so long as we remain alive, because we tend to forget. And istiqama is such an essential concept to an extent that at the time of death, this will be one of the criteria of our salvation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوَعَدُونَ. As of those who said, our Lord is Allah, the first criteria is to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to follow His commands and to follow His instructions and so on. ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. After that, then they remain firm upon that path. They remain firm in front of any challenges that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send upon them as part of the package of the deen, is to be tested, to be tried in this dunya, subhanAllah. What will happen to such people at the time of death? The angels will tell them, لَا تَخَافُوا, don't be scared. وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا, don't be sad. وَأَبْشِرُوا, and receive the good news of Jannah, which you were promised. Allahu Akbar. Not only that, نَحْنُ أَوْلِيَاءُكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. We are your supporters in this dunya and in the next. So the angels will comfort us at the time of death, and they will receive us at the time of resurrection. And when we get to Jannah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues in this ayah, وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدَّعُونَ نُزُلًا مِّنْ غَفُورٍ رَحِيمٍ. You will have whatever you wish for and whatever you ask for. It has been prepared by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most forgiving, the most merciful, subhanallah al-azim. So istiqama is so essential for us so that we can expect the best from Allah during these time of challenges, during these time of trials and tribulations, subhanallah. And there are rules for that. To establish that, there are certain rules, inshallah. So in the next maybe two episodes or so, I will talk about these rules of istiqama, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Number one is non-dependency. I call it the rule of non-dependency. No matter how much close you are to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no matter how many prayers you perform, optional prayers, the obligatory prayers on time in the masjid, no matter how many chapters of the Quran you have memorized, or whether you have memorized the Quran itself from cover to cover, no matter how many charities you pay, no matter how many goodness you have, never rely on that. Never rely on your goodness. Never rely on your actions. Because the Prophet ﷺ told us very clearly, none of you will enter Jannah with his action unless the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will shower us, will cover us. Only then we will be saved. But our actions are just an opportunity for us to grow. They are just an opportunity for us to show how obedient we are to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But they are not going to save us in the least. It is the mercy of Allah alone. So never rely on your goodness, because that could make you, al-ayadu billah, an arrogant person. So be absolutely careful. The rules of istiqama will be discussed, inshallah, in these coming episodes, as demonstrated in the life and the legacy of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Subhanallah al-azim, look at this man in the following ayat and reflect, my brothers and sisters. And as I always advise in my videos, if you feel like pausing that video and just reflecting and taking some notes, please feel free to do so. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran, Ibrahim alayhi salam making dua, رَبِّ جَعَلْنِي مُقِيمَ الصَّلَاةِ وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِي رَبَّنَا وَتَقَبَّلْ دُعَاءِ. Oh Allah, made me a man who would establish the salah, who would pray consistently. وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِي, and also my descendants, and also my children. رَبَّنَا وَتَقَبَّلْ دُعَاءِ. Oh Allah, please accept this supplication from us. Subhanallah al-Azim. Who is making that supplication? Reflect. It's Ibrahim alayhi salam, a prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How could he not pray? He's the man who received the revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he had this confidence that Allah exists, that Allah is there, subhanAllah al-Azim. He had seen the miracles firsthand, yet he is making a dua showing that he do not rely on the fact that he is the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not only that, but who are his children? Ishaq and Ismail, subhanAllah al-Azim. They are two prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How could they not pray? Again, subhanAllah al-Azim, it's an evidence that they didn't rely on that fact. And in fact, the honor that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had bestowed upon them by making them prophets made them even more obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all their actions, in all their lives. Another dua, my brothers and sisters, Ibrahim alayhi salam made, رَبِّ جَعَلْ هَذَا الْبَلَدَ آمِنًا وَجُنُوبِنِي وَبَنِيَّ أَنْ نَعْبُدُ الْأَصْنَامِ. Subhanallah al-Azim, this man of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran about him, that he is an example to our Prophet to follow. So he's the role model of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah al-Azim. This dua, he is saying, O Allah, make this city a place of security and safety and prevent me and my children from worshipping the idols. Who's saying that dua again, my brothers and sisters? The man who broke the idols, the man who didn't believe that these idols should be worshipped, he himself is making a dua. Why? To show what? To prove what? That nothing is guaranteed here. Your goodness is not an indicator that you will end up in Jannah. You need to be constantly in contact with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, begging Him to make you steadfast. That's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will make a dua. Ya muqallib al qulub. ثبت قلبي على دينك. The Prophet ﷺ will call upon Allah, O turner of the hearts, strengthen my heart upon your deen. SubhanAllah. Who is saying that? Again, the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ and all these prophets are guaranteed Jannah during the lifetime. Yet they didn't rely on that. Even the companions of the Prophet ﷺ, some of them were guaranteed Jannah by name. Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu wa arda, he will say, Wallahi, if one of my feet is already in Jannah, I will never feel secured from the plan of Allah upon me. Maybe that plan will change one day. Allah will change his decision, subhanAllah al-Azim. So they didn't rely on their goodness. They didn't rely on the fact that they are already distant to Jannah. They kept on doing that which is great, which is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The rule of non-dependency. Don't ever depend on your actions, rather keep on doing what is right, keep on doing what is good until you meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon that condition. And if you saw at any time people around you who are not practicing or as practicing as you are, praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, advise them, call them to goodness, but then praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say, as taught by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Alhamdulillahi alladhi hadana lihada wa ma kunna linahtadiya لَوْلَا أَنْ هَدَانَ اللَّهِ. All praise due to Allah who guided us to this. It is because of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's guidance I am practicing my deen this way. And had Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided not to guide me, I would have never been guided. So give all the credits to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and keep pushing your limits. Only then you will be able to expect the best from Allah in the face of these trials and tribulations. جزاكم الله خيرا. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.